latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
As the 10-year-long contract for waste collection and street cleaning in the city of Torrevieja expired last week, the town hall still seemed no closer to resolving the matter in either the immediate or long-term future, resulting in warnings over the likelihood of poor service and dirty streets throughout the summer this year. UGT Union, which represents the workers of the company Acciona, have issued a statement which paints a bleak view of what the residents can expect as the city becomes even busier through the summer months as it tries to attract tourism and investors from both Spain and the rest of the world. As previously reported, many of the vehicles used are long beyond their expected working life and many suffer daily breakdowns. The facilities used by staff are far from adequate, with insufficient personal hygiene facilities and showers. And now, the union claims that staffing levels throughout the summer, rather than being increased as they are in other areas, are in fact being cut back to levels similar of that of 2005, with many workers now only on part-time contracts. The net result, warns the union, means less cleaning and dirtier streets. The workers have been trying to gain reassurance from the mayor of the city, Eduardo Dolon, even resorting to protests in the street in fear of their own future employment. The unions are now calling for the mayor to honour his commitment not to separate the two contracts of street cleaning and waste collection and, primarily, to set about resolving the contract and tender to ensure that the workers have some security in their jobs and that the service to the citizens is maintained. The union feels that, given the expiry of the contract had been anticipated for many years, there's been sufficient time already to resolve these matters, and so the specifications of new contracts must be completed as soon as possible. Meanwhile, the Los Verdes Green Party, who've questioned a number of irregularities in the working hours of the contract, supports the municipalisation of the service, as has been the case in Orihuela, in order to provide a satisfactory solution to this contract, not destroying any jobs and improving the quality of the service provided. For more details on this story, including the history of the contract and the problems with the award of the service 10 years ago, visit the website www.theleader.info.